One of the biggest ways that you can impact your digital presence is to get more website traffic from organic search engines like Google. And one of the key ways to get this traffic is by generating backlinks, part of what we would call off-page SEO. But how do you go about generating backlinks for your website? Well, that is what we are going to go really deep into and give you some extremely actionable advice in this next episode of the Your Digital Marketing Coach podcast.
Digital, social media, content influencer, marketing, blogging, podcasting, vlogging, TikToking, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, SEO, SEM, PPC, email marketing. Whew! There's a lot to cover. Whether you're a marketing professional, entrepreneur, or business owner, you need someone you can rely on for expert advice. Good thing you've got Neil on your side, because Neil Schaefer is your digital marketing coach, helping you grow your business with digital first marketing, one episode at a time. This is Your Digital Marketing Coach, and this is Neil Schaefer.
Hey everybody, Neil Schaefer here. Welcome to my podcast. I am your digital marketing coach, and I thought, well, why not just name the podcast the same thing? I try to provide you every week. Sometimes when I miss a week, I publish twice a week, but every week, either myself or an expert interview, I try to provide you really, really actionable advice across a wide spectrum of what I would call digital content influencer social media marketing. I could call it DISC, you know, that personality test. Digital influencer social media content. But while there are many podcasts out there that just focus on one aspect, I consider myself the doctor of digital. I want to be able to help you no matter what problem, no matter what pain, no matter what medicine you need. I want to be able to provide you that advice like I do for my customers through this podcast. That's the whole concept. If you're new here, I really hope you'll hit the subscribe button. If there are episodes that are irrelevant to you, that's awesome. But I believe that over the course of a month or two, you're going to find a few episodes that are really relevant because I do my best to really cover a broad variety of topics. And with that in mind, I often look at what I've recently published and I notice, you know what? We haven't talked about SEO in a while. If we dumb down digital marketing, as I like to say, for those of you who see me speak, it comes down to search, social, email, right? Search is huge. It's more than Google. It's YouTube. More and more, it's TikTok. I digress. But needless to say, SEO is one of these topics that always needs reminding. I find some clients like to go with like TikTok and Instagram and the social. It's like, well, wait a minute. There is so much search engine traffic out there that could be ours if we do it right. So today I have my good friend, Sam Dunning. Sam is the founder and CEO of Web Choice, a web design, SEO, website development company based out of London, but obviously he works globally. Just a wealth of expertise. And today, I really wanted to pick his brain about how to get free backlinks and boost your SEO. Now, before I started recording this intro, I did a little bit of homework myself. I am very cognizant of the need to generate backlinks. And in fact, I even wrote a free ebook about guest blogging, which is one of the best ways to actually generate backlinks. One of the things that Sam is going to talk about, you can go to neilschaefer.com/freebies, F-R-E-E-B-I-E-S, and you'll find a link to download that guide. I highly recommend you check it out. Guest blogging can be powerful, not just to generate backlinks, but also to source resourceful content. But I have been building backlinks based on my own backlink gap analysis with one of my competitors. I won't name what the company name or domain is, but I have been doing this for about 2 years since I published The Age of Influence. That's what really COVID is what made me a social media marketer turned digital marketer, for those that know the story of publishing The Age of Influence when California went on lockdown the exact same day as publishing date, and realizing that there are more ways to get the word out about my book and promote it than just social media. So what's really interesting is just looking over the course of 2 years, this particular website, they used to have a authority score, and I'm looking at SEMrush, which is my default SEO tool. Go to neilshafer.com/SEMrush, that's S-E-M-R-U-S-H, to get a special deal. Yes, that is an affiliate link. I'm just looking. I've really invested in building not just backlinks, but really, really relevant backlinks. And well, back in November of 2021, right now this is October of 2022, so it's been almost a year, I had 4 less domain authority points in a scale of 100 compared to my competitor. Now we are even. I have gone up to and they have gone down to. The number of referring domains, well, we have both increased. There used to be a gap of about 3,000. That gap is now down to 2,400. But what's really interesting is that now I actually have more backlinks and more monthly visits and more keywords than this specific competitor. Yeah, it's a lot more than just backlinks. It's also the content. It's the keyword research. It's a lot of things. It's something that I plan to detail my whole blueprint in my upcoming book. Maybe I'll do a cohort class before that and how to build your SEO optimized library of content. But hey, I want to let our guest today, the expert Sam, really shine as he gives some great advice about backlinks. So without further ado, I just want to remind you of the value of this, that if you play the long game and you invest in doing what Sam is going to tell you to do, you can reap the rewards. You will see increased website traffic. My traffic over the last 2 years has more than doubled my monthly traffic. And I attribute this to not just the content I've been creating, but also the backlink generation. So, hey, let's just jump right into the interview. Here we go, my interview with Sam Dunning.
You're listening to Your Digital Marketing Coach. This is Neil Schaefer.
Sam, welcome to the Your Digital Marketing Coach podcast.
Neil, thanks very much for having me on, man. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, me as well. It has been, man, I want to say it's probably been about a year since we last chatted on your podcast, and I'll be sure to put a link to that in the show notes. But before we get started, you're all about, well, you're more than just SEO, but that's obviously one of the key things that you deliver to your clients. So can we start with just how did you get into this SEO thing?
Yeah, I mean, in terms, I pretty much, like probably many people in marketing, I kind of fell into it. So I used to work in retail. I used to work in a camera shop chain called Jessup's, which I think is only UK based as far as I know. Anyway, long story short is I actually hated dealing with the general public. So I did this job pretty much out of college, out of school, and was really hating dealing with the general public because I'm not really a face-to-face kind of guy. I prefer digital, over the phone. Zoom calls suits me. And my cousin said, look, Sam, there's this job going at a company called WebChoice. We basically sell websites. We do digital marketing. We need a new kind of project manager, guy to manage some things. I said, sounds great. Did an interview the next day, got the job, left my camera shop job straight away. And that was probably about 12 or so years ago now. So I initially started just doing websites before I even knew what a website properly was or what SEO was. Kind of started as a jack of all trades, kind of dealing with some sales calls, dealing with some customer projects, building out wireframes, steadily learned how websites work. And then that kind of transitioned into SEO, learning all about how organic search is formatted, how websites can be optimized, how off-page SEO works. And it's kind of leaped and spiraled over the last 10 and 12 years.
Well, that's amazing. So would you say that you originally started out, well, project manager? So you were never like a web designer, but web design, website building is something that WebChoice did at the time, I assume.
Yeah, exactly. So I've always been more strategy based. So I kind of started off as project management and sales. And from then working closely with our design development and our digital marketing team, have got to learn the nuts and bolts in terms of kind of what makes a great website, what makes a website produce leads, how do sites rank on Google. So I love kind of talking to customers, understanding their problems and kind of putting together strategies with our team to make it happen. That's my forte, really.
Beautiful. So you've seen it all over the last 12 years. And before we get into a little bit more, you know, detailed talk about SEO, as you know, like everybody in the digital marketing world knows, that Google recently announced this helpful content update, and you probably got bombarded with calls from clients. And I know I've had a lot of questions. So Sam, is this something that we should be worried about or that we should be celebrating?
I literally just did a podcast and a LinkedIn post on this, and I said, should you be worried about it? Perhaps. If your site and if the content you put out is purely geared towards pleasing search engines, and you're just kind of trying to jam in some search terms there, put out generic content, then maybe you should be worried. Whereas if you're actually creating content that's geared up to help educate, really be useful to your ideal target audience. I mean, Google literally put in one of the blogs that they put about the updates, you want to create content for your audience for this latest update, which everyone really should have been doing anyways. Exactly. So, I mean, a big part of it is understanding what your customers care about, which is kind of marketing 101, talking to your target customers, talking to your ideal clients, understanding their problems, their pain points, their goals, their ambitions, and then working that into the copy, whether that's on your website, on your FAQs, on your resources, and all that good stuff. So as long as you're doing those basics, you should be fine. Whereas if you're just spamming out tons of content using AI bots, using software automated tools, then you might need to kind of rethink your strategy, is my thoughts.
Yeah, I'm thinking, thank you very much for that. And I couldn't agree more. And I think it definitely is sort of this reaction to the fact that it's a lot easier to create lots of content that looks very human in a very short period of time. But obviously, that's not what Google wants businesses to do. Really, basically stick in your lane. And if you create great human content that is useful, you'll be rewarded. I don't know about your clients, Sam, but I've seen an increase in my web traffic and the ranking since then. So I think it's already being implemented, and hopefully yourself and your clients as well.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen some upticks. I mean, Google have said that they're rolling out steadily over the next few months. So some sites, it might take a few months to actually take an impact because they're manually reviewing them with a few kind of their tools and stuff. So yeah, I mean, like I say, as long as you follow those points, you're kind of steering away from clickbait content that when you click through to it doesn't actually give you the answers you're looking for really quickly. Then as long as you do those basics, then you should be okay.
So while it has become really easy to create lots of content, whether Google likes it or not, it's another story. The backlink side of the equation is not so easy, getting genuine backlinks from high domain authority sites in your niche. I don't mm-hmm. want to steal the show here. But let's take a step back, Sam, before we get into sort of the topic of today. And it's something I've talked about on this podcast as well, just this importance of backlinks in the entire SEO equation. How would you explain it?
So the importance of links, I mean, now, sometimes people ask me, do I definitely need backlinks for my website? And sometimes the answer might be no. So if you're in a super niche industry, i.e. you could be a local business only serving a local market, or you could be a new category, a new type of business, or you could just not have many competitors in general. In that case, if you do great on-page SEO, i.e. you have pages dedicated to the main services you offer, you optimize your site well, you follow best practices for content and such, then you might not need them. Your site could rank well because there's not much in the way of competition. But if you're in an industry where there's quite a lot of competitors and you want to get some of your main service pages, your main sales pages actually ranking, the chances are just doing great on-page SEO, doing good technical SEO, and doing great content is probably not going to beef you up enough in the Google organic search. So that's what, like you quite rightly said there, Neil, is where backlinks come into play. So they can help boost what's called the domain authority of your website. And over time, send signals to Google, start ranking up those all important organic rankings and get you that traffic that you need to either drive leads or drive the revenue.
Brilliant. And I intentionally started the conversation with the useful content topic because it first starts with actually having good useful content to link to before you can even start the backlink generation, correct?
Exactly. And that's even one of the tips we've got in terms of how you can create content and earn links from it. So yeah.
Let's jump right into it. And it's been very interesting, my journey as well. I have also noticed with some clients that, yeah, they don't really need to proactively generate backlinks to get good search engine rankings, probably because of the lack of competition, like you mentioned, but also because of genuine good content. So maybe that's where we should start.
And that's what you find. Sometimes people will link to you. But yeah, let's jump straight into it. I'll give you the five ways to get free backlinks, and feel free to stop me and jump in at any time, Neil.
So brilliant.
The five ones are, the first is podcasting. Secondly, we've got outreach. Thirdly, we've got partnerships. Fourthly, guest blogging. And fifthly, we've got HARO, help a reporter out. So if we start with podcasting, just like we're doing now, Something I didn't even think about probably until about 6 or 7 months ago when I was talking about it with a guest, but there's a really cool way to earn some great links and at the same time get yourself some good PR and exposure. So what you can do with the tip one podcasting is head over to a website called Chartable. It's chartable.com. And this is an awesome site. I love this site because I check it out on my podcast, Business Growth Show, all the time to see how it's ranking. And with Chartable, you can literally go on there. You can pick the industry. So pick the industry or the niche that your business operates in. So in our case, marketing, but yours might be internet, cybersecurity, whatever the heck you're involved in. Choose that. Then you can choose the location that you're trying to target. And then you can choose Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I typically choose Apple Podcasts because that has the market share. From there, you can view the top 50 charts for that industry, which is awesome because you know that your ideal clients are probably listening to these podcasts. You'll get the list of the 50. And what you can do is basically start prospecting. So we're going into sales mode. We're basically clicking through onto each chart. We're seeing the podcasts that accept guests. And then we're hitting the guests up. So we are either dropping them an email if there's a link to their website, or we're connecting them on LinkedIn, which I usually get a better response from because basically you can go onto their LinkedIn profile of the whoever runs the show and you can send them a personalized invite. So it's just a tailored outreach message that's kind of relevant to what you do and the value you can bring. So usually I love bluntly short messages because I don't think they're seen enough when it comes to outreach. Too many outreach messages, in my opinion, are paragraphs, and they send me to sleep. So I'll just put something like, hey, let's say the guys who ran the show, let's say there's a marketing show I wanted to get on that was in the top 50. I might just say, hey, Neil, loved your recent episode on ABC. Would love to share tips with your audience on, in my case, websites that generate leads or whatever it may be. Are you against a conversation or me coming on your show? And I might offer him another sweetener. So something like that. Very, very simple one-liner pitch. Most of those get accepted. Likewise, I might shoot him an email as well. So I've got two chances for him to receive my message. A lot of people, not everyone's going to reply, but you'll get a lot that will accept. Make a list. What you can do is make a Google Doc or Google Sheet so you can follow all these up. Reach out to a few each day, and over time, you'll get accepted. You can do the podcast with them, do a great podcast, whether that's video or audio, do a great show, give some good value on whatever your industry is. Then at the end of the show, you can also promote yourself, so you get a bit of PR from that. And then once it's recorded, just ask the host of the show if when they promote the episode on their website article page to give yourself a link back to your website. And most of the time, they'll say, yeah, no problem. Let them know the page you want to link to. And then you can earn a link for your website or for a target page, the target keyword that you're after. So that is the first tip that we go for.
Yeah, excellent, Sam. And I'm a big fan of Chartable too. And in fact, that's the exact process I used when I came out with The Age of Influence. I recorded a podcast episode about this, but how I appeared in like 100 different podcasts as a guest within 90 days. And it was that nice. Exact process. I went into, you know, Apple Podcast Marketing. I did a top 250 for the United States, UK, Australia, and yep. Canada, which is the main English markets. I will say, Sam, that you and I both have a distinct advantage, the fact that we're also podcasters. And I had an advantage that's at the true. Time because I was coming out with a new book. So yep. I think that's an important thing is I talk about this in influencer marketing a lot, and this is a form of influencer marketing, the WIIF equation, WIIFM equation, which is what's in it for me, right, from their perspective. So I want to remind people, should they decide to do this, it always, what can you provide them other than being yes. a great guest and knowledge, but just something to think about if you want to pursue that.
Definitely. I mean, I don't know if you've been in the same position, Neil, but when I've had guests on my show, there's been one or two guests that just wanted to talk about themselves or how great they are, which I never aired purely because they gave no value to our audience. So like you've quite rightly said there, make sure when you go on a show, you can literally give genuine, actionable, helpful tips that you know are going to be useful rather than talking about yourself because no one wants to hear that.
Which is exactly what Sam is doing right now. So keep going, sir.
Bang on the money. Anyway, we've got to move fast. So step two is outreach. And so what you want to do is, let's say you're in a competitive space. So maybe you operate in the CRM, customer relationship management space. Super competitive. You've got beasts like HubSpot, Salesforce, you beasts. Name it. Absolute beast. So you might want to rank for something quite niche. So let's say you offer finance CRM. So you might want to go for a keyword like how to find the best finance CRM. So let's say we've typed that into Google. We then see all the search results. We look at the top 1 to 3 organic listings. We head over to their page. and we check out a few things, right? We check out how much content they've got, rough word count. We check what the content's talking about. And then we look for ways that we can one up. We look for ways that we can produce better copy than they've got on that page. So that might be things like adding unique statistics that we've got on our finance CRM about the industry. That might be we're going to add a podcast dedicated to this topic. We might add a video dedicated to this topic. We might add some nice testimonials dedicated to it. We might do some unique research. We might interview like 100 people on their thoughts on how great the finance CRMs are there. We might review competitors. So looking for all these nooks and crannies that we can one up these pages in terms of content, in terms of stats, in terms of useful information, frequently asked questions. And then we're going to put that all together in a high performing page that we believe is kind of far surpassing the competition with that skyscraper technique. And once we've done that, we can then try and earn some links by basically reaching out to industry relevant companies or prospects. So in our case, if there's a company that maybe is similar, if there's maybe companies in the finance space or in the CRM space or in the tech space that might be relevant, that might find our article useful, we can then research some of those sites, find out whoever runs the marketing or runs the admin or runs the PR for their team, and basically drop them a quick note on email and say, look, I've just written this kind of top article that we believe is really useful in this space. You could even give them a sweetener. So you could say, look, we're prepared to link back to you if you can drop us a link on it as well. And then if you do enough of that outreach, much like the podcasting, it might be a little bit of a numbers game. You're going to have to reach out to a few companies. A fair few will say, yeah, look, we have seen that this is a useful piece of content and we're happy to drop you a link. So that's tip number two, the skyscraper technique with outreach.
So Sam, a lot has been said about the skyscraper technique and then the outreach. I know, and probably you as well, you're probably the recipient of a lot of these outreach emails. I'm curious in your experience how you've seen the success rate of doing this type of outreach. And as you said, it is a numbers game, right? I've heard the number being really low, but then again, any number is more backlinks than zero, right? So what's your gut feel?
What you've got to remember is that these are free techniques and ultimately paid ways in not all cases, but many are going to be quicker. But these are really good for companies that are perhaps bootstrapped, cash strapped, looking to grow. But yeah, like you quite rightly said, I mean, sometimes great content can just rank. Doesn't always happen, but it can, or people can find it and then they can start linking to it. But what you can find is there might be a snowball effect. So you might produce this awesome page that does all those best practices we've talked about. Then you might have to reach out to quite a few companies that are relevant, and then one or two of those might offer you a link and you might have to give them a sweetener in return. But then from that little boost that you've got from those links, other companies might start seeing it. Maybe you've got some unique stats, some unique data, and other people start linking to it. So it builds up like a snowball effect. So I have seen that happen with sites. So that's another thing to consider on that front.
Interesting. One last question. I know we got a few more to get through here really quickly. One last question. Any software that you recommend? I know there's a few tools out there specifically for outreach. Any that you use there at WebChoice or that you recommend?
I'll give you a list and we can put it in the show notes.
Okay, bro. I've used one called Respana. It's one of the newer ones. I know there's a bunch of them out there, but okay, cool.
Yeah, no probs. So thirdly, we've got partnerships, which is quite a fun one. And it's actually quite an easy one because you can literally use people that you already do business with. So perhaps these are existing clients, perhaps these are existing customers, perhaps these are people you've worked with in the past. But think of companies that complement your industry, but aren't direct competitors. So in our case, I'll give you an actual example. So we do websites and SEO. One of these kind of complementing partnerships might be with an analytics software company. Maybe they provide analytics. Maybe it's a CRM tool because they can then link up their CRM to our websites that we build. So the leads pass through to there. Those kind of things. So what are the complementary businesses to your company? You've probably already got a lot of contacts you can reach out to. And you can say, look, guys, let's create some content together. Maybe let's make a video that's going to be relevant to our audience. So top tips to do this, or how you can, in our case, link your website to CRM, or maybe you're completely outside the industry. So maybe you're in home repairs and you're looking for maybe a window repair company because they complement your services. Let's create some content together. Let's create a video, a podcast, an article that's going to help both our audiences. Then once we've done it, let's stick up a blog article on each other's sites. Let's link back to each other from them. Let's create the content together. It's very cost effective. It's easy. It's quite fun. And you both earn, depending on the domain authority of your site, could be quite a good link, and also builds up partnership for potential business in the future. So that's tip three.
Awesome.
Nice. Moving forward, number four, a little bit of a controversial one is guest blogging. So it's kind of similar to outreach, but it's more off-page SEO. So actually creating an article off your site that's then going to go on a potential guest blogging site. So if you want to find these, there's a few things that you can search. So in our case, let's stick to the CRM example. So you could literally search in Google something like CRM space write for us, or CRM space guest article, or CRM space guest blog. And then this will bring up a bunch of article submission sites that allow you to, as an author, create articles for them. And what you need to do is find ones that are going to be relevant, that are going to be in your niche, in your industry with that keyword. And then, a lot of them will say, look, you can apply to write for us. You can apply to write an article, apply to write a blog on our site. Much like most of the things we've been talking about, it will be a little bit of a numbers game reaching out to them via email. But if you can see that decision maker, if you can find them out on LinkedIn, use the search tool on LinkedIn, send them a personal invite. It's just another way to break through the noise of the email inbox. And yeah, essentially you want to do a short, snappy pitch to say, look, read a couple of their blogs, say, look, love the content you're putting out on XYZ, would love to add value. I believe I can help with these point tips on A, B, and C. Would you be against me coming on to submit an article on your site? Again, like I say, it will take a few outreaches, but some of those will accept your content. And then many of those, once you get a post live, they have an author section or about the author section or something similar, where then you can put a little bio of yourself, your company, and a backlink to your website. So it's, again, it's a little bit more of a detailed approach, but it's another way to gain a link back to your site.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of guest blogging, and I think when done right, it can be extremely effective. I actually have a free ebook on the subject that I'll drop in the show notes as well, but I know we're limited on time, so let's go into number five.
Yeah, so fifth, finally, and probably one of the ways to get some of the very best links is there's a lot of agencies that charge an arm and a leg for hero links, help a reporter out, is you can literally head to a website called helpareporterout.com, and you can basically get connected to news, media, journalists, PR sites that are looking for you to do the dirty work, really. They're looking for experts that can write on stories that they want to put out on their sites. But the only issue is that you're usually going against 50, 100 people at the same time. So there's a few things to consider. What you do is you sign up on the Help a Reporter Out website, you put in your details, and they'll usually email you relevant requests. So when reporters or journalists need your help, need your input on a story, you'll get an email request. Then you can submit a plan, a proposal to them. But there's a few things, like I say, it's got to be detailed, it's got to be helpful, it's got to be super valuable, it's got to be super actionable. And it's a bit of a numbers game in terms of you probably have to submit quite a few to get one accepted. But the good thing about these Help a Reporter Out, these news, these journalists, these PR sites, is they have what's called really high domain authority. So just a couple of these links, these juicy backlinks to your site, could be a super boost to your website. So whilst it might be quite painful to create that, if you can get a couple of these links, they're really big hitters for your website. That's why agencies that do HARO can charge an arm and a leg, thousands for their links.
Yeah. And I mean, all these fine that you talked about, Sam, it's a lot of work, but that's the whole point. As you mentioned, if you're like a bootstrap company, you don't have a lot of budget. This is, you know, if you can increase domain authority, increase your search engine rankings, that's free traffic and it lives on, right? So you put in a little sweat equity now, but you reap the results for a long time.
And what you'll find with these things is, yes, it might be like you quite rightly said there, Neil, it's a lot of groundwork up front when you're bootstrapped, you don't have much cash. But then once these results pay off, once you start getting that organic traffic to your site, once you start generating revenue, then you can look to invest, whether that's in your own team or an agency, whatever, and start paying for these things. So you don't have to do so much manual stuff.
Out of these five, Sam, any ones that you prefer over the other, that you've seen best results over the other, or is it really going to depend on the company, the industry?
My favorite from a personal approach for ease of use is the podcasting route and the partnership route. It's just low friction. It's pretty easy to get onto podcasts. It's pretty easy to build relationships with existing suppliers and create content and build links together. So those are probably some of the two easiest that I'd push.
And it's a good reason, if you don't have a podcast, to start a podcast.
Definitely. So many advantages to a podcast, for sure.
Awesome, Sam. So how can our guests, I know this is a short and sweet episode for a variety of reasons that we won't get into, but how can our guests find out more about you and reach out to you?
Yeah, appreciate you having me on, Neil. So there's a few ways to reach out. So I'm on LinkedIn. So Sam Dunning, post website and SEO tips each day. Or if you're into podcasts, I've got a podcast called Business Growth Show. So you can check that out on Apple, Spotify, or it's on YouTube as well, where I interview guests, provide B2B marketing and website tips. Or finally, if you're perhaps tired of seeing competitors ahead of you on Google, stealing your traffic, stealing your hard-earned visitors, or maybe your website's failing to convert visitors into a steady flow of qualified sales leads, then we'd love to see if we can help you. It's webchoiceuk.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Sam. I mean, as everyone can hear and attest to, Sam is the real deal and really giving with knowledge. So thank you so much for sharing all those with our audience. Definitely reach out to Sam if you're interested in help there. At least give his podcast a listen. It's an awesome show. And I look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Thanks very much, Neil. Enjoyed it.
All right. I really hope you enjoyed that conversation as much as I did. I really like to geek out on this stuff, as you can hear. And hey, if you need a little bit of extra handholding and you would like the help of not just myself, but this really niche community of digital entrepreneurs that I've assembled, go over to neilschaefer.com/membership. This is the landing page for my Digital First Mastermind community. It's only 15 people max. We currently have a waitlist. But if you're interested, add your name to the waitlist. I'll let you know when there's a spot available. And this is the best way outside of you hiring me to become your fractional CMO to really help you and your company. So I just want to add here that it feels really good to be doing a lot of traveling again. Well, it sort of sucks being away from family, but I don't know about the rest of the world, but we are really coming out of the pandemic. We don't know what the winter will hold for us, but I have friends say, Neil, you're traveling just like it was before COVID, and it sort of feels that way. I had a great time speaking at Digital Marketing World Forum in Santa Clara, California, Silicon Valley, all about the funnel approach to influencer marketing. I want to thank my partners, Clear, one of the leading influencer marketing tools out there, for the invitation to speak on their behalf. And well, this week, when you hear this, I will be out in Boston. You can see me next week at Adobe Max in Los Angeles. If you're going to come out, please let me know. First week of November, I am going to be in London for the B2B Social Trailblazers Summit. I really cannot wait for that. If you are in Boston or you plan to be at Adobe Max or you're in London, reach out to me. Let me know. I mean, you can find me anywhere, Neil Schaefer, on any social platform. Feel free to DM me. I would love to meet up with you. I really value our relationship, even though I don't know who a lot of you are, but a lot of you actually do reach out to me and say, Neil, loved your podcast episode, listen to your podcast. I really appreciate those messages. It's what keeps the fuel burning. But needless to say, if you're in one of those places, let me know. Right now, that trip to London the first week of November will be my final business trip of the year. I am preparing to launch my first cohort-based class where you can all come in at once and together learn a specific topic related to what this podcast is about. I am going to be telling you all about that once I launch it, hopefully in the next week or two. I'm looking for a cohort learning week of the first week of December. So stay tuned for that. If you like more information, you can't wait to hear what it is, and you want to be first in line, feel free to reach out to me. And hey, as I like to say, not just keep your eye on the goal, but be an option. Be an option for your customers. Be an option for those people and those companies that need you, your expertise, and your company's products and services. This is your digital marketing coach, Neil Schaefer, signing off.
You've been listening to Your Digital Marketing Coach. Questions, comments, requests, links, go to podcast.neilschaefer.com. Get the show notes to this and 200 plus podcast episodes at neilschaefer.com to tap into the 400 plus blog posts that Neil has published to support your business. While you're there, check out Neil's Digital First Group Coaching Membership Community if you or your business needs a little helping hand. See you next time on Your Digital Marketing Coach.